Friday marks a couple of sweet milestones baked to perfection in Quesnel. On August 1, the Quesnel Bakery celebrates its 49th anniversary, while its head baker, Horst Tietzen, celebrates his 82nd birthday. "We're doing very well and I wouldn't be able to do it alone," Horst told Black Press Media. "The people around me and customers from Quesnel, I'm amazed." The bakery has been a staple in the community since Horst took it over 49 years ago from his brother-in-law, but he's been baking since he was 14 years old. Horst grew up in Germany and in 1958, right after he finished Mittelschule, which means middle school, students had to look for an apprenticeship. He was able to get an opportunity in a bakery. "You're lucky you got one, no matter what," said Horst, who added students had to take anything that came along. The bakery he started in was 17 kilometers away in Hamburg, where he eventually moved to. Horst was born in 1943 during World War II in an area of Germany that now belongs to Poland. He's tried to go back, but there's too many bad feelings along the border. While learning the ropes of becoming a baker, Horst was working at one establishment in Black Forest, Germany. At that bakery, he met his wife, who was a store clerk. Horst committed to baking, but always wanted to be a sailor when growing up. Over time, he eventually got the opportunity to bake and be a cook's helper on fishing boats. One opportunity came up for Horst through a friend of his, a friend that ended up marrying Horst's sister. The friend's dad was captaining a ship from Germany to Montreal. His friend was already a baker in British Columbia, and both Horst and his wife liked to travel, so they made their way to Montreal and eventually to BC. They made the trip with their two little kids as well. After getting to the West Coast, the Tietzens bounced around a bit, with Horst working in bakeries in Kamloops and Penticton. Eventually, they arrived in Quesnel, where he worked at the main bakery in town that his brother-in-law took over. However, after some time, Quesnel became too cold for his brother-in-law and his wife. They gave the bakery to Horst, and Quesnel Bakery was born on August 1, 1976. Now, 49 years later, Horst is still baking goods for the community every day, including his favorites, crusty buns and light rye beard, but his son Gerd and his wife Wanda are the primary owners. It's a family business, as one of Gerd and Wanda's daughters now works in the bakery as well. "It's my home," said Horst. "I never knew my home because it's Poland now." Horst added he has many stories from over the years he could tell, but it's the community and people he's worked with the last 49 years that mean the most. He added his longest tenured employee, Linda, lasted 35 years, and three people who worked for him now run businesses in Quesnel. "It makes me so proud," said Horst. At 82, he plays in Quesnel's 55-plus senior bowling league, and recently, someone who worked at the bakery as a teenager years ago joined the league, a surprise, Horst said. Gerd added that on top of baking, Horst continues to live an active lifestyle and he lives with a purpose. "Living with a purpose has added years to his life and literally life to his years," said Gerd about his father. While the Quesnel Bakery bounced around locations a couple times, it's been at its current location at 468 Reed Street for years now. A while back, the bakery rented out part of the building to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Quesnel, BBBSQ. "We appreciate all the hard work that they've done," said Gerd, who added someone who works at BBBSQ was a classmate of his growing up in Quesnel and used to work at the bakery with him. "It's always been a very good experience for all involved when we've worked with them. Because of this relationship between the organizations, and to celebrate the anniversary and birthday, the bakery has been hosting a fundraiser over the last couple weeks, with proceeds going to BBBSQ. Anyone who buys a 3-pack of Happy Face cookies or a large order of cookies for a business can enter into the Black Forest cake draw. The winner of the cake will be announced on Facebook." Additionally, Horst and Gerd told Black Press Media about a recent hire that's a full circle moment. Gerd said that 49 years ago, Quesnel took a chance on his dad, an immigrant from Germany, and they were all welcomed with open arms. Now, this past May, after 2 years of due diligence, completing paperwork, and navigating our complex immigration system, The Quenzel Bakery welcomed a higher-skilled baker named Ian, his wife Melissa, and their three kids to town from India. "Just like my father, so many people want to help him and get to know him," said Gerd. "Our country is amazing in how we accept people from other nationalities and other countries. I'm just so pleased." It's unknown how long Horst will keep baking, but he loves it and going to keep doing so as long as he can. "Quenelle is home," said Horst. "I'm so humbled to be here. I love Quenelle."